MRP, Material Requirements Planning, MRP, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a set of techniques that uses bill of material data, inventory data, and the master production schedule, MPS, to calculate requirements for materials. It makes recommendations to release replenishment orders for material. Further, because it is time-phased, it makes recommendations to reschedule open orders when due dates and need dates are not in phase. Time-phased MRP begins with the items listed on the MPS and determines 1. The quantity of all components and materials required to fabricate those items and 2. The date that the components and material are required. Time-phased MRP is accomplished by exploding the bill of material, adjusting for inventory quantities on hand or on order, and offsetting the net requirements by the appropriate lead times. Exhibit 2-33 revisits the manufacturing planning and control overview to show where material requirements planning fits within the process. Exhibit 2-33, Manufacturing Planning and Control System. MRP plans dependent demand items, the orders that will get the raw materials and components needed to produce finished goods to the right work centers or suppliers at the right times to meet the dates specified in the MS grid. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines dependent demand as demand that is directly related to or derived from the bill of material structure for other items or end products. Such demands are therefore calculated and need not and should not be forecast. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines independent demand as the demand for an item that is unrelated to the demand for other items. Demand for finished goods, parts required for destructive testing, and service parts requirements are examples of independent demand. While independent demand is the subject of demand forecasts, dependent demand is not. There is demand for refrigerators, but there is no demand for refrigerator doors on their own. Dependent demand is therefore calculated rather than forecasted. It is vital to get this calculation right. A refrigerator assembly line will be stopped if there are no doors to install. At the same time, a crowded plant floor cannot accommodate high levels of stock without decreasing efficiency and increasing safety risks, as well as other carrying costs. An MRP system looks into the future to a finished product and then works backward. For each component, it weighs the amount of stock on hand with what will be required at a specific point and the amount of lead time required to order stock. In some cases, there can be both independent and dependent demand for the same item. An item may be used as a component in finished production, but also sold independently as a repair part or upgrade item. For example, auto parts stores stock replacement parts for independent sales to individuals and repair shops. Those items are subject to independent sales and production forecasts. MRP is used just for the parts that are used in new vehicles. MRP systems are time-phased, meaning the system determines 1. The quantity of all components and materials required to fabricate items and 2. The date that the components and materials are required. Time-phased MRP is accomplished by exploding the bill of material, adjusting for inventory quantities on hand or on order, and offsetting the net requirements by the appropriate lead times to produce MRP planned orders. MRP planned orders provide logistics professionals with advance notice regarding inbound logistics requirements. Exhibit 2-34 illustrates the data inputs and outputs for MRP. Exhibit 2-34, Material Requirements Planning. As you can see from the exhibit, inputs to MRP include the following. The master production schedule includes planned or scheduled orders for end items, automobiles, finished clothing, etc. Inventory status is what materials are already available for use in manufacturing the finished goods and what finished goods exist now. Bills of material are descriptions of components and the quantities of each needed to make one unit of the end item. There is a parent-child relationship between a component, the parent, and the subcomponents that make it up, the children. Planning factors include safety stock concerns and lead times, how long it will take to get each component after it has been ordered, including an estimated transit time. This is necessary for proper timing of orders.